Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
An Erio's original.
Welcome to Sex for Money, a game show where talking about sex can get you paid and maybe laid.
Hi, I'm your host, Asha Davis, and helping me crunch the numbers is my score boy, Johnny Mays.
Hi, Asha.
Hi, how are you today, Johnny?
Doing great.
So I want to introduce you to our competitors. We have the lovely Nadej August.
Hello.
Hi, Nadej.
Oh, Nadej.
Yeah, she's my favorite. And then we have Sierra Mackey. She is going to be competing today against Nadej. Say hi, Sierra.
Hi, and I just want to... Everybody know I'm actually 24, even though I sound 11.
So. But you're not doing that on purpose, right?
Right, I'm not doing that on purpose. It's just my voice.
Sierra is actually my cousin, which is pretty cool. And then
you hear the resemblance.
Yes, we. Look, you can't see us right now, but we are very similar looking. That's how family works. And then we have the beautiful Nadej, who I met auditioning. We have a similarity as well. Like, she was the girl that I'd see at audition. I'd be like, damn, that bitch is here.
but remember we did our first commercials together.
That's right. We actually booked two. Who puts two black people in a commercial? That
right?
Like never happened.
And we all went in together.
Yes.
And they hired the three of us together. And that one girl, the other one, she ended up being on that show for years.
She's
remember that
huge.
Show?
She's like a huge big star.
I don't remember her name. But we have a picture, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
there are pictures
of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. And look at us now, podcasting. So amazing. All right, Scoreboy, can you lay out the rules for us?
Yes, Asha. So each week on Sex for Money, we have two contestants putting their sexual knowledge to the test to win $100. Each player starts with a full load of 100 points. For each right answer, I deduct points. Whoever's closest to the big O by the end of the game is the winner.
Nadej and Sierra are making little money-grubbing little hand gestures. They're like, can't wait. I love the competition.
I'm looking forward to the big O.
The big O. We all want it. And today's games are all about sex through the ages. You know, how sex differs from one generation to the next. So let's start with a little foreplay, shall we? You know, we don't want to just jump into our games. We want to be gentle lovers and warm up with some foreplay. So we'll just discuss some things. Nadej, explain to us, how were you explained the birds and the bees as a child? Did you learn it on your own? Did a parent sit you down? How did it go?
Dude, I came from like the super conservative family, like raised Catholic.
Wow.
And lived partly in Marseille and partly in Haiti. And I went to schools with nuns my entire life.
Oh, okay.
So I had a chastity belt on. Tight.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So birds and bees.
Not so much.
We could tell her today what they are.
Do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
No problem. After the show.
Yeah. I think a stork came and dropped off a bee kid something. Yeah, no.
Well, Nadej and I are around the same age. We're a little bit older than Sierra. But I think it's different. I know my mom didn't even mention the word sex like at all. Like nobody taught me the birds and the bees. It was all from other kids that I knew, maybe like a book. Oh, I remember going into a hotel and they had playgirls and we were all like looking at the playgirl and being like, oh, that's what a penis is at like 9 years old or something like that.
It just reminded me, like we had neighbors, the Perez's, and they had porn that they found that their parent had on VHS.
Yeah.
And we would like, that's how I peeked. That's right.
Yeah, we had to discover.
What a gnarly way to discover sex. And I was like, ooh, that is so disgusting.
Exactly. Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
And like, I remember the models back then too were like really hairy and the porn stars and stuff like that. I don't know, just not my thing, but some people are into that. But how about you, Sierra? How did you learn about the birds and the bees?
Well, I grew up in the age of the internet. So lots at my disposal, but I actually remember like watching movies. Like, my parents were never, like, super strict on what we couldn't watch. Like, it was, like, really weird. Like, my mom would let me watch, like, Little Shop of Horrors, but, like, Powerpuff Girls she had a problem with. Like, I don't know. It was the devil, him. Like, she was like, there's a devil in this TV show? Oh, you can't watch it. Yeah, but, like, yeah. I've seen The Evil Dead. I don't understand. But, yeah, definitely in school, we also had, like, sex ed, like, around fifth grade, they started talking about our bodies changing. But I remember, like, I already knew what sex was, so I don't know, just like gradual media exposure, I guess.
The internet is just a powerful tool for youngins these days. Like, they can learn, they can look up like what a blowjob is. They can look up like, you know, what does STDs look like? You know, they're very informed, and I think they're making better decisions about sex. They're actually saying that younger people are having less sex than we did. And I think it was probably because, like, Nadege and I, you know, it was like very curious, and we had to like kind of find out like kind of through experience. And these kids can kind of do research and decide on what they want to do.
I did a study about that in school, why millennials are having less sex, and that's really because we're on our phones all the time. So instead of like going out and getting in trouble, we're just kind of interacting like on the phone. You know, sexting is all the rage, right. But like,
but you don't have to get down and dirty. It could be like screen stuff.
You don't need health care.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's safer.
Yeah, they can masturbate more on their own. They can watch porn on their own. They don't have to like sneak it to their friend's house and actually have other bodies around when they're watching and like possibly like get turned on. Like it can be more solo. That's so interesting. Okay, so we're all warmed up. We're like talking about sex. We're learning things about each other. Are you guys ready to play Sex for Money?
Yay! Yes.
All right, Scoreboy, tell us all about our first game.
So, Asha, this first game is called Ancient History. Asha's going to give you questions that pertain to sex throughout history. The first contestant to buzz in with the correct answer gets 10 points. If your answer is incorrect, the other player gets a chance to buzz in and answer for 10 points as well. If neither of you get it on the first time, Asha will tell you what the answer is. You get no points, and you have to stay far.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Let's not have that happen. All right. Thank you so much, Johnny. Players, get those hands ready to buzz in. All right. The first question is, the first cock rings were made out of this body part of a goat. Yeah. What do you think?
Their intestines.
Ooh, that seems like interesting because it's really gooey. Long and gooey, yeah. And there's a tube and that's kind of vaginal. Mm. So I can totally see why you thought that. That's unfortunately incorrect. Oh. Nadege, what do you think?
The anus.
That is a good answer. However, it was not the anus. So sorry. It was the eyelashes.
What?
The eyelashes of the goat. Yeah, cock rings were commonly used in Jin and Song era China around 1200 and were made from the goat's eyelids. The eyelashes were usually left on to add an extra bit of stimulation for the humans involved.
Mm. Lancome.
Lancome. Yeah. Lancome. I love that. Yeah, so I guess the eyelashes would just kind of like tickle and feel good, but I don't know. You tell me, Johnny.
I feel like they were already hairy enough back then. They didn't need like anything extra.
Extra hair.
I mean, how hard were these hair? Like, how like, did they poke?
Did they get like stuck in there?
Were they like cacti?
Bring in the goat.
Let's see. Okay, let's go on to our next question. What word commonly used today was derived by the ancient Greeks to describe a hysterectomy, which was blamed for the dreaded female ailment of excessive emotion? Yes, Nadege.
Hysteria?
You are correct, ma'am. Very good. You're smart.
I'm hysterical.
The American Psychiatric Association dropped the term hysteria in 1952. Way to go. Even though it was categorized as a disease, hysteria's symptoms were synonymous with normal functioning female sexuality. In extreme cases, the woman may have been forced to enter an insane asylum to have undergone surgical hysterectomy. Why do women like this? Why?
Yay, always patriarchy.
Always and forever.
My mom had a hysterectomy the day I was born, and I took it personally.
Oh, my God.
I know. She was like, I'm done.
She's like, well, because she had perfection, Johnny. She didn't need to try again and again and again.
Yeah. Thanks. You should get points for that.
I know.
I'd like $100.
I know. Let's go on to our next question. Unwed colonial couples prevented the sin of premarital sex by bundling. What is bundling? Yes, Sierra.
Is it anal sex?
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. But I really... Bundling. Okay, Nadej, you get a try. What do you think bundling is?
Just quickly give me that first sentence
unwed
again.
Colonial couples prevented the sin of premarital sex by bundling. What is bundling? How do you prevent the sin of premarital sex?
Would it be through the use of a chastity belt? Or is that way before my time?
That's very close. I know you know a lot about chastity belts.
Yours is so cute, by the way.
I know, yeah. Yes. No, bundling is... Okay. Our producer really wants us to know that you're wrong. She was just like... bundling is being tied up from feet to waist in a heavy sack.
What?
Both of them? Like, that's
called kidnapping.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I thought it was a potato sack race.
You could tell they weren't very innovative. It's like they didn't know they could just block like the genitals. They're like, no, your legs, feet, everything. It's all getting trapped. Traditionally, participants were adolescents with a boy staying at the residence of the girl. They were given separate blankets by the girl's parents and expected to talk to one another through the night. Atlas Obscura states that the bundling bag was not always enough. When two people bundled, a bolster or a wooden board was installed to separate the two halves of the bed.
Couldn't they just like see each other during the day or like
right.
Yeah, sit at a table at dinner,
this
have a combo?
Exactly. It does seem extreme.
Fucking an alley.
Yeah. Imagine the sack races, you know? It's like
the Brady Bunch. That's why they did it.
I know. They kept them all away from each other. It's so sick.
Well, they were step siblings, so they could do it.
I know. It's not really like they wouldn't have, you know, any
Well,
kind
some of
of
them were like really young, so they like grew up together. So technically.
So they really can do it.
They know each other well and they're buttons.
They didn't have to have conversation.
The Brady Bunch should have been the bundled bunch, I think.
Yeah. I'm rock hard.
Oh, they are coming for us.
Okay, let's go on to our next question. Female fans of ancient Roman gladiators would buy their sweat and blood and do what with them, you think? So these fans of these ancient Roman gladiators are watching them just like fight each other. What would they do with their sweat and blood? Yes, Nadej.
Perfume?
Oh, you're thinking like
pheromones.
Actually correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Very good. They would use it as an aphrodisiac or a beauty product.
Bow, chicky, bow, bow.
What would you name that beauty product, Sierra? What do you think? Some kind of gladiator, Roman
blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that does sound sexy.
Sierra, can I borrow your blood, sweat, and tears? I have a date tonight.
Of course.
Excellent. According to Ranker, the fluids that came from gladiators were hot commodities in Rome. Gladiator sweat was used as perfume and as a beauty treatment. It was even collected into pots and sold as souvenirs. The blood of gladiators was also used as an aphrodisiac. On her wedding night, a young woman might have her hair parted using a sword dipped in the blood of a deceased gladiator to make sure that her married life was long and fruitful. Okay, our last question. Necrophilia is the act of sexual intercourse with a corpse. Name the period. They're both like reaching for their buzzers. Name the period of history where the first cases of necrophilia date back to. Where do you think this started? Who's the sickest of us all?
Oh. Just joking. Yeah, Adam or Eve?
Yes. Yes, Nadej.
I don't know the BCs and the AB. Well, is it post-Christ is what again?
1990s.
AD versus okay, like Egyptian, like the mummies and stuff, right around that time.
Oh. Ding, ding, dingo. Ancient Egypt.
Yay.
That is correct. Okay, Scoreboy, it's the end of game one. Who is winning?
Oh, well, I am sorry to say, but Sierra's a virgin.
Oh, my goodness. Her mother will be proud.
Good, good, good.
She is chaste.
Yes.
So she is actually saving her big orgasm, I think, for the next game because she's at 100 points still.
Ooh, she's just.
But Nadej is edging closer to the big O with 70 points.
Ooh. That'll be the most action I've had in a while. Hello.
We got to get my little cousin closer to the big O. Never thought I'd say that.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is anyone's game. We can still get there. Johnny, tell us about game number two.
So our next game is called Sell It To Me Good. Each of you will have 30 seconds to do a late night infomercial pitching Asha, a cavewoman, the world's first dildo. But not so fast, because of strict FCC rules that are archaic and frankly from the dark ages, you cannot say explicitly that its main use is for sexual pleasure. Asha will pick the winner based on your pitch, and this is worth 30 points.
Ooh, all right, Johnny. This is one of my hardest games because it's subjective, and I'm always like, I love you all. I want everyone to win. Okay, so we'll start with Nadej. Sell me a dildo.
Bam, bam. Is that a bat I see? Or is it a bat that you see? Do you want to see it? Is there any way you'd like to place it? Who needs him to come back with food? While he's away hunting, you can bam, 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 bam!
Time!
Oh my
Well, that
goodness.
Is a tough act to follow.
It certainly is.
Should have had her start.
That was beautiful.
I'm glad we shut the window before that. Because there were three construction men crawling through the gate down into the basement.
All right, let's see what Sierra is selling on this late night talk show.
All right, ladies. Are you tired of your caveman husband coming home all dirty and sweaty and covered in blood from hunting all day? Well, now you don't need to dirty yourself with him. Wouldn't you much rather have a tool you can clean every night for your use? Yes, hygiene is really in right now. You want to keep yourself clean and healthy.
Time!
Oh my gosh, that was very intriguing. I like clean things. I think clean is super sexy.
Especially when you're a cave woman and you don't have access to water.
Gosh. Exactly. Oh, that's a high selling point. This or is lube. So hard. I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard. I can bam, bam, bam. Or I can have a really clean orgasm, which is like super sexy. I am going to pick Sierra.
Yay!
Woo, Sierra's on the board.
Yes, and only because I'm so intrigued by clean sex. I love a clean lover.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
It is. It was close, though. That was fantastic, Nadej. Thank you guys for playing that. That was awesome. You guys are creative. I love it. All right, Johnny, fill us in on what our contestants' scores are.
Sierra and Nadej are now neck and neck at 70 points.
Okay.
So, you know, they're at second base, maybe hoping to steal third and get plowed and have an orgasm
and
on
bam,
air.
Bam, bam, yeah. bam.
All yeah. the way home.
All right, so this is it. Tell us about our final game.
So, Asha, our final game today is called Sex Over 50. These multiple choice questions were all taken from a 2016 AARP study on sex over 50, in which they pulled responses from 200 archaic people over 50. The first contestant to buzz in with the correct answer gets 10 points. If you answer incorrectly, no points are given, and we move on to the next question. Continue.
All right, let's do it. All right, these are multiple choice, so let me finish the question before you buzz in. How often do most people over 50 have sex? A, several times a week, B, a few times a month, or C, about 6 times a year? Yes, Nadej.
B?
Oh, a few times a month. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's several times a week.
Viagra. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Makes sense.
I hear that, like, a lot of the, the retirement homes are rampant with, like,
STDs.
You know, STDs. Like, they're getting it on. And I feel like when I'm, you know, as you get older, I feel like we should be more free and take more chances, because it's like, what am I, what am I living for? I've always, like, imagined this, like, party, a place where, like, old people can actually, like, get funky, dance, like, have sex, like, actually enjoy the last year. years of their life, you know? I have an older...
What do they have to lose?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just take the chance. So I'm glad to know they're getting their free gown.
I hope to live in a group home.
What's one more pill to pop?
Exactly. I know. It's one more pill.
One more thing that hurts.
Exactly. No, I grew up in boarding school, so I always imagine like going back to, you know, boarding school, being like, you know, much older and just sort of like hanging out with the old people, having lunch and movie night and fucking. Sex night and fucking, yeah. Fucking a lot.
Okay, no bedtime.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Question number two. Get your buzzer hands ready. According to the survey, how many times a week on average do boomers masturbate? A, once, B, twice, or C, three times? Sierra.
Three times a week.
We're jilling it. Three times a week? That is correct. Yay. Yes, these guys are getting it on. They're like taking care of themselves three times a week. I guess you got to be ready to have sex, you know, a couple times a week.
Remember how to do everything, you know.
Multitasking. I don't know. Do you think like because I think people think that masturbating makes it so that you are like satiated and that you're not going to have more sex? Or do you think it's like the more you masturbate, the more you want to have sex?
Mm. That's weird because I saw a movie. It's like called something. It's got that one dude in it. I forget his name. But he like jacks off so like much that he can't like get the same orgasm for sex. So he doesn't like want to have sex that much, which is crazy because he's dating Scarlett Johansson in the movie. And I'm like, bruh,
you better get it together.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, if you overdo it, you can't just get it on the old-fashioned way. Yeah,
and especially. I think it's also with vibrators and stuff. Like if I think if you do it manually, it's different than if you use a vibrator and then try to, like, keep having sex after that. It's just, like, your man's never going to, like, be able to stand up to it.
Literally.
Yeah, and porn is so extreme. Like, it's hard to, like, recreate that naturally.
Yeah, it's true.
Use your vibrators and send your men to me.
Shot it. Use your vibrators and send your men.
That's on my bumper sticker.
I think that would be a great bumper sticker. Okay, question number three. When it comes to fantasizing about getting frisky, who's at the top of the later in life lust list? Is it A, coworkers, B, former lovers, C, someone younger, or D, celebrities?
Oh, yes.
Sierra.
Someone younger.
It is. Someone, yeah. So, oh my God. Wow. Even into later in life, like, oh my gosh.
They just always went that young. Like,
But can you imagine, like, if 79 is younger?
I know.
And you're like, Ruth. Ruth.
Rose. Oh my gosh. All right. What percent of men over 50 admit to regularly going condom free when having sex with a date or casual acquaintance? Is it A, 70%, B, 80%, or C, 90%? Yes, Nadej.
A is what?
A is 70%, B is 80%, and C is 90%.
I'd say C.
C, 90%. That's correct. Yeah. I mean, like, I guess that's what we were talking about.
Condoms, right? Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Why start now?
Yeah. Besides, that's just one more pill to pop. Just nothing go wrong. Big deal.
Exactly. Okay. How many senior singles say looks are a deal breaker when hooking up? A, 41%, B, 64%, or C, 87%? Yes, Sierra.
A, 41.
No, I'm sorry. It's actually 87%.
Wow.
Yeah, they
even with still cataracts.
Shallow.
Yeah. Even with cataracts, it still matters.
I feel like our youngins are like a little bit more. I don't know. They're like they're really coming into their own. It's like I don't like the things that I've read about young folks these days. It's like they're more accepting, like with the LGBTQ moniker and picking their, you know, what they are. And it's like it's not about looks as much. It's like our seniors are kind of shallow and our youngins are coming in not having as much sex, like, you know, really open about everybody. And I'm kind of proud of them.
Where are we at that thing, by the way?
We're in between.
We're in between. Yeah, because I do feel like the folks before us were all like, looks. The ones beneath are like, I just love the person. I see the person.
100%.
Everyone's so shallow. Like, I go off vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Vibes. Me, I'm like, yeah. Oh, you are a horrible person.
Right.
Or, Oh, not so great, but great person.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? Like, I'm the same way. It's like, I've always been like into personalities. Like, I'll take someone who can make me laugh like over a lot. And then I tried to like dabble into like only the hotties. But then it's like,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah, they're just, sorry guys. Sorry. But if you can find a combo, like I'd be into that. That would be perfect.
Yeah, combos, so rare. Hit us up.
Yeah. Nadej August, Asha Davis, Sierra Mackey.
Okay. Yes, we will be.
Okay, let's move on. What percent of boomers admit to having cheated on their significant other? Is it A, 27%, B, 42%, or C, 61%? Sierra.
C, 61%.
Well, I guess they're a little bit more faithful than we thought. It's A, 27%. I guess once you find that good-looking person who's having sex with you all the time.
That question is misleading. It says, what percentage admit?
Right. Ah!
Exactly.
They are
boomers
lying.
Boomers are notorious lying. Liars.
Yes. Truth.
My parents divorced.
Facts.
Over cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And they still deny that they cheated.
Wow. Yes, for sure. I mean, I think that's like, everyone wants to look like they're the person that would never do something like that, but they're doing it.
Because they love to lecture us about it.
Exactly.
Like, oh, your generation is just off the chain. Y'all do this, this, and that. It's
at least
lost.
It's in the open. It's in the up and up.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, what do they say was the main cause of their cheating? Is it A, relationship troubles, B, boredom, or C, flattery? Yes, Nadej.
I'm going to go with A, relationship troubles.
I'm sorry.
What?
Correct.
J'accuse.
You have to think about flattery. It was all because of flattery, because someone was making them feel like their cataracts
are
super hot.
Is that, by the way?
Hey, boomers. You got to cherish your partner, you know. Right? Tell them they're pretty. It's the little things, as they always
it's
say.
It's true. We do like to feel wanted and like
we're
attractive.
We're assuming the women are the cheaters here, by the way.
No, really? I think men feel the same. I think men feel the same way. They want the girl that's like looking at them longingly when they're talking and telling them about, oh, what ship did you come over on?
Right.
You know, it's like everything's enticing. And you know, you're so handsome. I think the guys feel the same way.
But I feel like even if you have that partner that flatters you on a daily basis, it becomes expected and old and therefore not appreciated. So if you're still going to cheat because someone's looking at you with googly eyes, then you have a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our relationship maybe has a problem.
True.
You know?
I guess
then
point.
That's boredom.
Yeah, it is.
That would make it boredom.
It's true. It's so true.
So it can be A, B, or C.
Yeah, because you're right. Like if your partner that you've been with for a long time is, you just think it's like they're just telling you what you want to hear. It's not, you know, it doesn't feel new. So how do you like keep it?
Who knows? Relationships are so darn
complicated.
I throw in the towel.
I do too. We're just going to like go to the senior center and just be like getting it on. We don't need to worry about that. What generation has seen the most action in bed? Is it A, boomers, B, Generation X, or C, millennials? Nadej.
I'm going to go with boomers.
You are absolutely correct. Those boomers.
They went boom. I mean, look at the name. Boom, bam,
right.
Boom,
and there's so
bam.
Many.
There's a theme here.
There's boom, bam.
Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. There's a lot of them, right? Aren't like boomers like the biggest like...
Hoes?
Yes.
That
too.
Hooers. They are the biggest hooers out of all of the generations.
Think we don't even like have enough to pay them their social security.
Exactly.
Since so many of them are going into retirement within like the next 5 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
It's super scary.
They had more children too, didn't they?
Yep.
And that's still not enough to cover their asses. God dog it.
They all thought we would go to college and make them a lot of money. We're all in debt.
Yeah.
Can't even pay our own bills.
Listen, we need to move back in with you.
I know.
Exactly. What, like, why did I send you to school? I'm like, listen, I did everything.
I know. Isn't that awful? I mean, look,
yes.
Sadly, I still have student loans, Sierra.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Welcome to life.
Well, you were never even a student. You got them anyway, somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you owe us.
Hard knock. University.
All right, Scoreboy, please tally up the final scores.
Well, Asha, this is a first in Sex for Money history.
What's that?
We're tied.
No way.
At 50-50.
Are you kidding me?
Are we going to have to split that casino?
Do the contestants want the opportunity to have a tiebreaker for $100?
or they can each walk out of here with their tail between their legs, pleasurably, I might add, for $50 each.
I mean, I'm cool with 50. It would be 50 more than what I came in with.
Exactly. I'm ready to call it a day.
Oh, I love these people.
Let's ding, 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 ding.
Sex for Yay. Money. Yay.
Everybody wins.
Oh, that means that
it's a win-win.
Everyone wins.
Yes.
They're both the winners of Sex for Money. Please hold out your hands to receive this crisp, real one. No. Oh,
$50 each.
No. I told them I'd split the 100 in half.
Okay, let's just
rip it.
Sorry.
That is actually not.
I'm going to frame it.
Put it towards your student loan. Okay. Well, everyone, it's time for the post-coital cool down. What's the one thing that each of you learned today that you didn't know before? Let's start with you, Sierra.
Definitely the goat eyelash cock ring.
Yes. That's fantastic. Yeah, who knew? Goat eyelashes.
And everything old comes back again. So look out for that trend in the fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will not be on the bandwagon for that one.
But. Oh, you're more of a sheep girl. No goat for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the goats are already making a comeback. Apparently, you can go do yoga with them.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah.
We know
what's really
goats.
Happening at those yoga centers with the goats.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
Are, you know, pulling the little
lashes off and taking them home and wrapping around their cocks. That's crazy. Yeah. All right.
How
what about you, Nadesh? I know.
No, I'm so obsessed with that right now. I'm going to go look it up. So yeah, the goat thing is
I think they do have really beautiful long eyelashes.
Well, those penises were not wide in girth, I guess. I mean, how long can a lash be?
That's right.
I'll show you.
To wrap around.
I think it just needs to be just long enough
to wrap around.
Oh my god. But where's the pressure? How does a cock ring work though? Like the ones I've seen,
I think,
don't they go at the
I've
front?
Read stories yeah, that they he's
rolling his eyes.
That they trap the blood inside your hard thick shaft and then so when the blood is there you can stay erect longer and so it's more about strippers in Vegas, male strippers will put a cock ring on, they'll get hard, put a cock ring on and then they can stay semi or hard the whole show.
That's what every guy
that
wants.
That seems really stressful to stay aroused the whole time but you're like at work
how long is the show though? Like what's your set?
That's
like 15 minutes? I guess that's when Viagra doesn't come in handy.
I don't think you should take it
it's terrifying. Like even on the way here, driving wearing a cock ring, because the blood just escapes your brain and goes
in traffic
right to your heart. Thick
I wonder if they just pass out on stage and stuff.
Probably happens.
Not all of them pass out. The one thing that you need is still alive and erect.
Exactly.
So whatever else happens, they've got something.
They got
going.
Their money.
Yeah,
money's worth it.
It's still being poured upon them.
Oh my god, thank you so much for playing Sex for Money. I hope it was as good for you as it was for me.
Oh, it was.
Until next time, this is Asha Davis and Johnny Mays putting our pants back on and signing off.
Thank you, Asha.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.